Investors in the world's largest software company, Microsoft, learned this week that they'll be getting a one-time dividend payment of $3 a share. The company will also increase its annual dividend and start buying back billions of dollars in its own stock. All this from a company that until recently didn't pay dividends at all. To assess what's changed, we turn to Slate Magazine's Moneybox columnist, Daniel Gross. And we should note that Slate is owned by Microsoft. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Madeline.
Why the sudden change?
For much of the 80s and most of the 90s, Microsoft was the ultimate growth stock. A growth stock is a company you buy with the hope and expectation that it will grow very rapidly and that its shares will rise more rapidly than those of the rest of the market. Since 1999, in the last 5 years, Microsoft's stock has fallen from the mid-40s to about 30 today. And worse, it has trailed behind the S&P 500 and other indexes like the NASDAQ. In effect, paying a higher dividend is a form of a bribe paid to shareholders to stick around. They're not getting great returns on the stock. They haven't been getting great returns. And the dividend is a way of encouraging people to hang around.
But couldn't it do something else with all that cash, that $60 billion, such as sink it into other businesses and try to corner other markets?
Microsoft has the exquisite problem of having an incredibly profitable core business of selling software that piles up cash upon cash every quarter, tens of billions of dollars. And yet it has great constraints. It can't simply go out and acquire other large companies because of the antitrust problems it's had in the past. The industry and the government look with suspicion on any acquisition Microsoft makes. Second, Microsoft's core business, selling Windows software, is so incredibly profitable because it has a near monopoly on that line of business that any investments it makes in other lines of business, such as video games, online news services, etc., will almost inevitably have lower margins and hence seem less profitable than its traditional line of business.
You say that Microsoft has become or is becoming the AT&T of stocks, that it's sort of a widows and orphans stock. AT&T was famously broken up. Microsoft is still basically has a monopoly in the operating system world. What's the difference for shareholders?
This is another one of the ironies. For AT&T shareholders, losing the antitrust case and forcing the breakup into the Baby Bells and the Lucents and all these other companies that came out of it turned out to be a blessing because those companies went out and competed and innovated and merged and acquired, did all sorts of things they never would have done under the AT&T banner, and in the long run, the shareholders came out ahead. Microsoft successfully fended off the government's attempts to split it up into constituent companies, and I think there's a degree to which shareholders may now be paying the price.
You know, though, Dan, in this day and age, a little stability might not be such a bad thing.
Well, especially if you're Bill Gates. For him, the dividend, the special one-time dividend, will generate about $3 billion in cash. He will give that one-time dividend to his foundation. However, Steve Ballmer, the current CEO, is set to get more than $1 billion from that special dividend, and to my knowledge, he does not yet have a foundation. So that's a pretty good deal.
Opinion and analysis from Daniel Gross. He writes the Moneybox column for Slate. Thanks a lot, Dan.
Thank you.